We're always on.
Yeah, we can do this one. We're on, right? Yeah!
Hello, USA.
Hello, Internet.
Live from the
Internet. Internet ladies.
Listen here. A lot of people out there like to make fun of the way I talk. They call me ragged. Well, just because ragged don't mean it's wrong. Fiddles the Clown. Sorry, that was Dr. Bungo. He's feeling a little bit under the weather. We got ourselves... we got ourselves all the way from Houston, Texas, the Devil.
Thank you.
And over on my right, we got the pretty little Miss Lady Coco, the bearded lady. And on my left, I'm sorry, if you're going to be in the circus, you need a clown nose and you need a clown name. What is it?
Rod and
Todd. Rod and Todd is playing for the first time here with the Kitty Corral. Buck Gutter couldn't be here with us, but we'll make do without him. All right, this next song is, you got the kazoo?
Oh, yeah, I do.
All right, this next song is dedicated to my lady, or rather my baby, because it's the Blues Manada Sweetheart.
You suck!
The Blues Manada Sweetheart gives to me. There are blues that you get from loneliness. There are blues that you get from pain. There are blues when you're lonely for that one and only. There are blues you never can explain. There are blues that you get from sleepless nights. Oh, drink lots of liquor,
and some of them think about
you. Who's laying everything's in hockey? No girlfriend, no, that's what I'm doing. Once you forget, and the drinks get red every time the bunch of clients there. Once you get trapped on the wrong guy, and then won't get you in his way. Once you get a kiss, when you walk down, miss some other girl's house, happy. Does that make you want to jump, scream, shiver? Make you want to go, oh, really? Here's my lover, see it all sing to me. This next song, my mammy, she used to sing this song to me when I was a wee little kid, and I wonder what it meant. Nobody likes me, and everybody hates me. I guess I'll go eat worms. Fat worms, skinny worms, mushy, gushy, gushy worms, worms, the wiggle and squirm. First one's greasy, slides down easy. Second worm sticks to my tongue. Third one's busted, fourth one's rusty. Fifth worm tries to run. Bite their heads out, suck their juice out. Throw them skins away. Nobody knows how a kid like making me a worm 3 times a day. About a poor little girl that just she just couldn't quit kicking the gong around. Those of you that don't know, that's a street term for cocaine. Now I had a big trouble with the cocaine myself, but then one day I couldn't look.
His nose collapsed.
I just couldn't look myself in the mirror no more.
That wasn't a joke.
Oh, that was
not a joke.
This song is called Minnie the Moocher. Is a story about Minnie the Moocher. She was a low-down hoochie-coochie. She was the roughest, toughest frail. Oh, Minnie got a heart as big as a whale. Hide, 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 hide. Sweet, gave a thing that she was needing. Gave a home built of gold and steel, diamond car with platinum wheels. Hidey ha, hidey ha, which loved you know who he is. Don't you worry. What do you call a hitchhiking nun?
What do you call it?
Roman Catholic. What do you call a cow with a twitch?
What do you call it?
Milkshake.
Beef jerky.
Oh. Milkshake's
a good one.
Okay. So there was this boy. He was born just a head. I'm talking no neck, no limbs, nothing. Just a human head. But he was alive. And his father, you know, he tried to be a good father. He'd, you know, take care of me and take him to baseball games, you know, take him to go see Arnold Schwarzenegger movies, you know, the whole package. And then when the kid turned around, you know, his 21st birthday, naturally the father took him out for his first drink. So he sets him down on the bar there. Kid wraps his lips around the shot glass, rolls his head back, takes his first shot, and then all of a sudden, the damnedest thing happened. A neck just popped out of this kid's head. Holy crap. Get this kid another shot. And so he takes another shot, and then this body pops out of the neck. And holy crap, get this kid another shot. So he takes another shot, and then all of a sudden he's got legs and limbs and all sorts of appendages popping out every which way. And then before you know it, after enough drinks, he is a full-blown, full-fledged human being, arms, legs, limbs, everything and all. Anyway, he's so excited about his new body, he's running all over the place, running all over the bar, screaming and jumping. He's so excited, he runs right out in the middle of the street, gets hit by a bus, dies. Bartender says, should have quit while he was ahead. If I can, I'm going to, I would like to give the floor over to lovely little Miss Coco.
All right, I'm going to sing this song. It's about werewolves, apparently.
Yeah. Pete Corral is here, so knows all about werewolves.
And I dedicate this song to my sister, as I always do. How the moon shines bright tonight, but there's no guarantee you'll make an appearance for me. It's when the glow has reached its height, then maybe I'll see you running among the evergreens. Well, I've heard it once said that you can't be a man till you make a stand, but I've been looking in the mirror and I'm starting to think I may not be a man. Well, it seems as though there were no moon these past few nights, but now it's bright, so bright, brighter than I've seen it in such a long time. You'd think the world were dying from the way it shines. They told me, son, you've got to step on another if you are ever gonna make that climb. But while they told me on my mother, oh, I was planning my next crime. So moon me I don't care when or where moon me strong. Strong, your hair will ravel down along the mirror of your back to the crack of the best moon I ever saw. So moon hanging on to the night, lovely and low, reflecting light, I am filled with the songs I've yet to write. That was my howl. Yeah.
That was so lame.
It was a very operatic howl.
It was so damn pretty. Before we play another one, I'd like to hear another one, if you may.
Okay. Oh, this is the song with the bad word in it. Okay, I'll just say bleepin' instead. The song that I wrote while I was in England. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3. Well, a plum is a problem when crossing international waters, for a plum contains a mystery, one that might cut you like a language barrier. For the pip of a plum is a pit to an American. Oh, I can't sleep and stand on talking all like tomato, tomato. What's wrong with this elevator? Saying stupid crap about how Obama is gonna save us all. Save us all. Save us all. Well, a pip is a small noise, and a pip pit is something you may fall into. But when faced with the peach problem, they are the same, the same, all the same one. For the pip of a peach is a pit to an American. Oh, I can't sleep and stand talking all like potato, potato. Oh, getting their crisps and their chips and their fries confused all of the time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Dear Elliot, don't take Micah for granted. Oh, dear Elliot, when the wind comes, go outside and stand in it. You only feel cold and your mind is pretty slow, you'll be fine. Ask a yogi or a dogie, they'll tell you it's time to arrange a new philosophy on pain. Dear Elliot, I've got no new stories for you. You've heard them all before. Like living is dying 1,000 times for your corpse. Your cadaver is matter for the earth and the sea to consume, to refuse to change, and endlessly you'll transform. You'll be reborn. You came in from the rain, wind-swept and horse-fleshed, hair eating your brain, a tangled black spaghetti nest of her love life, squirming and writhing, my dear Elliot. Oh, my dear, dear, dear. Dear, 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 dear Elliot.
I'll take my jacket off now.
That was damn pretty.
Damn.
All right. This next song. It's about another pretty girl.
Sleeping.
Got involved in in a three-way mess, as it were. It's about a three-legged man with a two-legged girl being chased cross-country by a one-legged fool.
Got his
little trip down to St. James and Fern.
Okay.
You ready, Lady Coco?
St. James.
All right. I went down to Mojo's barroom, down by the fountain, by the square. They were serving drinks as per usual. The usual crowd was there. On my right was Old Joe McGrory. His eyes are bloodshot and red. He told us all the very sad stories. All the very words he had said. Superhero. Everyone told me I couldn't. You know what? One of these days I'm gonna show them how. Song was called Super Blues. I wish I was a superhero. Wish I could fly up in the sky. I've always wanted to be a superhero. Sometimes late at night would cry, well, I'll never use my powers for evil. I promise to only do good against corrupt politicians and evil supervillains. And I promise to clean up the hood.
Oh, yes, you will.
I got my name picked out, my costumes are made out. Even got some witty catchphrases.
your super intuition. Blow something up with my laser beam. I see I've gone at great length for superhuman strength, and I would die to fly. Well, I did everything to get some superpowers. I did everything that my favorite heroes did. I subjected a spider to radioactive showers, but my spider bite just got infected. Well, I snuck on to a bomb to spin. Got a good blast of gamma radiation. I even had a loved one killed just to use the pain for inspiration. Well, I wish I was a superhero. Wish I could fly up in the sky. Well, I've always wanted to be a superhero. Till the day I die, I'm gonna try, oh my.
Right.
A lot of songs run that way.
Ha! Bah! Alright, this next song. Don't mind, I'm gonna do this next one alone.
I mind.
This is the this is the fastest song that I know how to play.
Can we smoke in here?
No.
You can be smoking hot though.
Absolutely. Red hot to be in fact. Hot to my red hot, yes, she's got pussy. Hot to my red hot, yes, she's got pussy. Well, I know girls long towels got a head in the kitchen to boot in her. Hot to my red hot. Hot on my red hand, yes, you got more say. Hot on my red hand, yes, you got more say. Well, you got people looking at popo down my six, so no one like mine. Hot on my red hand, yes, you got more say. Yes, you got more say. Well, hot on my red hand, yes, you got more say. Hot on my red hand, yes, you got more say. Well, you got baby back and I'm bony, and that's enough, poor boy, can you take no rest? Hot on my red hand, yes, you got more say. Yes, you got more say. Well, hot on my red hand. Now we're gonna play the slowest song I know how to play. This is called Where the Alligator Sleeps. Down on the bayou, where that alligator sleeps. Down on the bayou, where that alligator eats. She got the devil on her breath. There's a foul stench that reeks of death. Her jaws open wide, drag you down to the other side. Down on the bayou, where that alligator sleeps. Down on the bayou, where that alligator eats. She awaits for her prey, though that she can't wait all day. Stomach is rumbling, her appetite is troubling. Oh, down on the bayou, where that alligator sleeps. Yeah. Oh, I
down on the bayou.
It's a mighty fine spoon playing there, Bunga.
Alright. Let's see what we got. Alright, I'm a slark. Yeah, you can't put your call in here, then.
Okay.
Someone always speaks in tongues when the devil's in the band.
Or when Jesus is in the band.
Hey,
everybody shows up.
Speaking of which, why don't cannibals eat clowns?
Why not?
They taste like rubber.
Because they taste funny.
Ah!
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I eat mop.
I eat mop. Oh.
It's poop. That's a good one.
The other day, I went to the psychiatrist, wore nothing but a suit made out of saran wrap. He says to me, "Well, I can clearly see you're nuts."
Man. How did you come up with this?
Website. Internet.
It's 1932. There's no internet yet.
Alternate universe?
You guys can play along with me on this one, but just wait to come in. I stay up every night. And I toss and turn left and right, thinking of things to do to prove to you that I love you. See you standing over there, and I wish you were standing over here, but I know it would just make me blue, because I can't have you. Singing the same old song, praying that it reaches you, and just maybe later you love me too. Stay up every night, dreaming about holding you tight, but I know it will never be so, and so I, so lonesome I could die. Two drums and a cymbal fall off a building. What do you say we hear another one of them pretty tunes?
Yeah, you.
Miss Coco.
All right, this year's song is about vinken setting. Look it up on Wikipedia. It's a Dutch sport.
Won't do it.
Nope. Should do it later, then. Okay. I'm pretty sure I'd like to be alone. Tree in your field of green, you'd have to plow around me, cause you couldn't cut me down, for every time it crossed your mind I'd make you hear the sound of my leaves brushing against the breeze. Or if I were a bird, I'd sit outside your window and make up bird song words no other could compare to the way I change the air into music. Could I give you shelter, shade, or symphonies to ground, to write on paper, too complex to be conceived? Would you love me for my melodies of wind, air pressure under my limbs? Could you love me and still lock me behind inside a life of singing blind? For after that stab of fire, the red hot needle, thou, I would stand and I'd wonder how could anyone allow a plow to overtake my bows. Beanie.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a sad song. What? Oh yeah. Okay. This song is about a roommate of mine called Clayton and a boyfriend of a former roommate. We are not friends anymore.
Song about a menage a trois?
No, quite the opposite. If you...
What's the opposite of a menage a trois?
It's the opposite, all right?
Three people masturbating.
I smell like a scuffle. You just think about it and get back to me. Okay. The words I choose tend to clash and bruise, and they may end up face down and tangled on the floor. Is it the way I sing, or is everything I think I have to bring along with me, like everyone I've known before, or all the unworn clothes in my dresser drawers, or how I bring in what I found by the dumpsters at the alley door? Am I that thin-lipped boy? Am I that broken arrow? Am I that sea-blown breeze? Am I the skin or the marrow? A terrible person is broken in and hurt us. Call the land people, bring in the police. Kick the bastard out and break the bitch's lease. Get the hell out of my house, you twisted, vicious leech.
All I care about are celebrities.
Is it
VH1 loves the me, they resistance love me, they love me.
I have towards asking for your assistance. Or is it my allergy towards reality that's bothering you? All I care about are celebrities. VH1 loves me, they love me, they love me, they love me. For reality TV is the life I plan to lead. Oh, Clayton, Clayton, Claytona, Daytona, I want ringside seats. We have to get out of here before they can think of something worse than blood on the back of the door or cat poop in my purse. I thought I had seen all kinds of crazy, but obviously I was wrong. Clayton, 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 and I, when we try to cross the street, should you, would you dare to smile? We won't be stopping by, so don't say hi to either of us next time. Beanie.
Oh, yeah.
That boy's name is Jason. If you meet him, he is the spawn of the devil.
Give a big hand for Lady Coco.
Thanks. And another round of applause for my beard.
This next song comes from a man way, way down south.
deep south.
Is like that Alabama?
Like Mexico.
This is actually Texas. This is the guy that basically invented music. Ladies and gentlemen, give a big, big hand for the devil.
Oh! I thought you were going to say
we're not worthy.
Just one more tune for everybody. Once again, we are the Kitty Corral. We are not available on the internet because as far as we're concerned, the internet does not exist.
this for those internet ladies. We know you're out there.
This song is dedicated to all the pretty ladies listening tonight and the ugly ones too.
What about the mediocre?
No one cares about the mediocre ones. All right. When I was an itty bitty boy, my grandmother bought me a cute little toy. Had silver bells hanging on a string. She told me it was my ding-a-ling-a-ling-o. My ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling. I want you to play with my ding-a-ling-a-ling. Well, now that y'all know the words, I expect y'all to sing along at home. Once I was swimming across Turtle Creek. Man, no
snappers all around my feet. Sure was hard swimming across that thing with both hands hanging on to my ding-a-ling. Oh, my ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling. I want you to play with my ding-a-ling.
Terrible.
Once I was climbing the garden wall, slipped and had a terrible fall. Fell so hard, I heard bells ring. Held on to my ding-a-ling-a-ling. Oh, my ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling. I want you to play with my ding-a-ling-a-ling. Well, we still got a few of you that will not sing along. Talking about you, Gerald Cohn, at 742 Evergreen Terrace.
We know you're out there.
I'll sing
you. I want you to really belt this one out. This is a song that ain't so sad. The cutest little song you ever had. Those of you who will not sing, you must be playing with your own ding-a-ling. Your ding-a-ling, your ding-a-ling. Saw you playing with your own ding-a-ling. Well, this next time, y'all must sing. When I say my, you say ding-a-ling. Oh, my
ding-a-ling.
Oh, my
ding-a-ling.
I want you to play with my ding-a-ling. Oh, my ding-a-ling. Your ding-a-ling. To play with my ding-a-ling-a-ling. Yeah!
Ding-a-ling.
Thank you very much. We are Kitty Crawley. Well, I'd like to thank you, WZRD. Maybe if y'all are interested, we could use a wizard here on our circus.
No, we don't believe in magic. Please.
Everybody have a good night. Drive safe.
Make love to your wives.
Don't get ripped.
Make love to your wives. Try the shrimp. We'll be here for about 5 more minutes.
Where's the shrimp?
Stick in. What?
Oh, yeah.
We're
doing an interview.
Oh. We're going to interview you guys.
We're going to 5-minute interview.
We are.
Who's interviewing?
Again, we are Kitty Crawley available for... Again, we're available for house parties, bar mitzvahs, and bar mitzvahs.
And funerals.
You know what?
And funerals.
They interview life.
Let's, yeah.
Okay.
This is the interview life. Let's do it. Like right in here?
Oh, right
so,
now.
Yeah, so go to the mic.
Good job on that.
Let's do it live.
Let's talk.
Let's do this.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
Do the interview.
Let's get
okay.
What's up, America?
This is,
what do you want to know about the Kitty Crawley?
Well, Kitty Crawley, welcome to WZRD Chicago, home of the Chicago's Freeform Radio. We're very happy to have you.
Welcome, Wizard.
Did you get to look around? Did you enjoy yourself?
I've never seen so many records in my life.
16,000, is it?
20.
Keep counting.
Oh, my Lord.
Kitty
Crawley doesn't... We don't have any records yet, but we intend to only record on vinyl. We don't believe in...
Is that the only technology you have?
Exactly.
That and the internet. He says we don't have it, but
it's a series... It's a
wax drum recordings.
Yeah, it's a series of tubes.
You guys played here a little bit ago. This is your second show at Northeastern Illinois University on this day, isn't it?
That is, in fact, a fact.
Affirmative!
I will not deny or confirm.
Yes, we just played a Haiti benefit concert.
Sponsored by WZRD Chicago.
It's actually, we raised a good amount of money for a good cause, and lots of people donated some clothes and some cans and all sorts of things. So it was good, and we thank you for showing up.
What was in the cans?
Cans of foods. Cans.
Sure.
What about candy?
Cans.
Snakes on a spring.
Fancy peanuts.
Cans full of confetti. Everybody
yeah, so
needs that.
Yeah, it was beautiful. There was flow theory and...
Flow theory.
And what's
DJ
name?
Jufro Theory.
DJ Demchuk, although we don't believe in turntables unless it's
we don't believe
playing
it
on the wax. Oh, and Kelsey Montanez, she was
Kelsey
beautiful.
Kelsey Montanez,
she was great.
What a voice.
What a
little
voice.
Lady.
Very little lady.
A voice full of lady?
A voice full of, from a lady.
Oh, okay.
From a little lady. From
very little, maybe we could use her
one voice contains many ladies. It's quite amazing.
So do you guys have a car, to, like a small car for...
Yes, we have a, it's called a Messerschmitt. It is a, it's a German model. It's about, fits about a person and a half, and we have about 6 to 7 and counting members of Kitty Corral, and that's how we...
So you're not buying American?
Oh, God, no.
All right.
We don't even know where America is. I haven't seen it.
I think it was something like 103% of Americans can't point out America. America.
That sounds about right.
I heard a recent poll that, was it like... I think 85% of Americans, or in the poll it said that 85% of the people that took the poll considered Jesus to be the greatest American that ever lived.
Oh,
my God.
He's calling his own run.
Pretty sure it was, where is it, Utah,
didn't
right?
Didn't Jesus start America?
Let's not talk about
Jesus. Salt Lake City.
Oh, yeah, you guys are on bad terms.
Yeah, please keep the Jesus talk down. The devil is in the room. And,
you never know who you're going to offend.
Especially the devil.
I think that was a George Carlin quote. I don't understand the joke. Anyway.
But we laughed.
Yeah, you get, so you guys, you're pretty new, right? You formed recently?
Well, the devil's been around for about forever. And then he kind of invented music. Uh-huh. And
I'd say the devil is the greatest American.
Devil probably is the greatest American. that being said, we've probably been around... About a day, two, maybe three. It all depends. Again, I mean, Lady Coco here has never once performed with us. She wasn't even here earlier tonight. We just kind of picked her up along. She happened to have a beard, and we said, hey, use a bearded lady.
I like that beard. Get over here.
People on radio, podcast, internet, FM land can't see you guys. But you are decked out. You all have, like, clown noses and white face paint, except the devil.
I'm course. Wearing 3 tiaras.
He's not wearing face paint.
Each tiara has a tiara.
3-tiered tiaras, each one with a separate tier to itself.
These aren't costumes. We sleep in this.
It's not a joke. It's real life.
So, earlier, you were mentioning something about bananas being the greatest
thing
on earth.
Oh, bananas, yes, yes. I got a lot to say on bananas, yeah. if y'all had a moment.
No, please.
So, this works a lot better with a visual, but everybody at home, just...
Close your eyes.
Close your eyes and picture a banana, or go to the kitchen, grab yourself one, and take a look at it while I...
Use the internet to research banana.
Again, it's a series of
two. Oh,
we do
the other realms.
We do.
We have a felt banana.
That's it from our engineer. He just
had it. This is a sex ed class, and we're like using a fake banana to talk about real.
We can't even use the real banana. It's a banana ed class.
So the banana here.
No. Wonderful banana.
Everybody at home, take your banana, hold it in your hand, look at the corners around the banana, and notice that they fit perfectly into the corners of your own hand. There are about, I think, 5 or 6 corners, and that's how many there are on the banana.
The guy from Growing Pains, who's now an
evangelion.
he's in like all sorts of Christian movies and passion.
Left Behind.
Films.
That's weird.
Oh yeah,
that's
weird.
The proof
that,
that God
weird.
Exists, isn't it?
What?
I've seen the video.
It's bananas.
Yeah, like,
that is it.
To do with
that
the,
is it.
The,
thank golden... you for pointing out where I get my jokes.
Am I the Golden Ratio? Do you mean the Golden Ratio? Yeah, that would make a lot of sense. Totally.
This proves
I get that.
Something entirely different. We have the devil sitting right next to us.
There is, in fact, a hell, and it's in this radio station right now. Let me continue. Okay, so the banana. It's got an easy open tab on the top. It's got a biodegradable wrapper. It doesn't need to be washed. It tells you if it's too soon to eat it because it'll be green, or if it's too late because it'll be black.
Which causes constipation? We've worked this out.
It does cause
The green ones too.
All the green ones. Yeah, yeah. You want yourself a good.
And it splits into thirds. It splits into perfect thirds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It splits into perfect thirds. Let's see. It's soft and easy to digest, so young children and old people can eat it. It's. It's the greatest Laffy Taffy flavor.
Objections all around, I do believe.
No, that's
all around.
Bad.
You're speaking for yourself, there, wizard.
Okay. Now and later, banana now and later.
Banana now and later. Yeah, yeah. Banana runs by far the best runs.
Oh, I don't know where you come from.
Who are you? They sell them at the Korean gaming venue.
Banana Cheetos?
Across from Old Orchard Mall in Skokie, Illinois.
Next time I see...
Wow,
oh, by the way, Shane...
Banana flavored bites.
Just, this has nothing to do with me, but this Saturday, Ozzy Osbourne, the son of the devil, will be...
wow.
Did you know that your son is going to be over at Old Orchard Mall? At
really?
Barnes & Noble, yeah, yeah. He's doing a book signing in Hollywood, California, New York City,
and Skokie,
Illinois.
Take the yellow line, folks.
Oh my God.
Hop on the yellow line.
Wait,
the only stop there is.
Yeah.
If you've been wondering about the mysterious yellow line, hop on that thing. Go to the Skokie Swift.
I'm
head over
so
to
happy.
But, I've heard stories about the yellow line.
If you want to get a book signed, you have to buy the book early. It's called I Am Ozzy.
In case you forgot.
Hey, who are you?
And,
in case you forgot.
Yeah, okay, I just can't wait for him to come out and go, hello, Oakski!
back to the
corral.
Corral, yeah. Jug band. So, I mean, how can someone book you for their funeral or bar mitzvah?
They have to die. Not if it's a bar mitzvah. Maybe.
Everybody at home, grab a pen and paper. You can reach us at... D Fiddler, that's DFIDDLER 7067 at Oakton.edu.
OCC. Way to be, OCC.
Again, that's DFIDDLER 7067 at Oakton.edu. You could also reach us at myspace.com/DKATV. That is not the Kitty Corral website, but we are affiliated with another group called Dr. Kevorkian and the Volunteers, and you can certainly reach us through them, or 555 IHOP. I'm supposed to do this, but you can reach me at 847-757.
Don't do that.
So I have a question. Why are your specialties funerals and bar mitzvahs? What's the significance?
About three quarters, if not more, of the band.
If not four.
If, either dead or Jewish.
If not.
Because I'm Jewish and dead.
We love that's, dead people here.
Thank you. Dan.
Dead people.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm actually Jewish too.
Oh, really? We're dead and Jewish.
Oh, right.
The same.
Well, everyone
knew the Jew.
Well, it looks like our time here is up.
Yeah.
We had a real good time.
Good fun.
You guys are real good sports.
Thank
you.
Actually, I'm not very good at sports.
Oh.
Yeah.
The only time
very
I
terrible.
Get my heart racing these days is playing
play,
music and getting laid.
What's it? The game with the shuttlecock. Badminton.
While we switch this over to a compact disc or record, let's all make a lot of noise and sing
right
notes so that it's an even flow from one thing to another, so we can start with like some...
Yeah.
all of them.